station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And to call the action, here's Harry Graves and Anthony Beers.
Blackhawk Stadium in Oxford, New York. It's time for football. Tri-Town High School football on your station for sports, WCDO. I'm Harry Graves.
I'm Anthony Beers.
And we will have the start of the ball game coming up in just a very few minutes this evening. It is a beautiful night for football. The lights are already on here at Blackhawk Stadium. The officials are meeting on the 50-yard line right now. And we're going to be having exciting high school football for you here coming up in just a very few minutes.
Tonight's kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Truck and Auto Center right there on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For the best in pre-owned trucks, cars, SUVs, and minivans backed by expert service, see their professional sales staff or call 607-563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the very best in tonight's game and throughout the season.
Well, a little bit ago I mentioned that we were in somewhat temporary facilities as we have a brand new press box. It's a combination press box and, I don't know, what else is here? Press box, concession stand, all of those things. And it is right here below us. And as a result, we have partial electrical service, not total. We have enough to keep us on the air, but anybody else who wants to come in is pretty much scrounging for anything that they can find. And we are going to be having a dedication coming up a little bit later in the evening as they're going to dedicate this field. This will be sort of the last night that I ever broadcast from Blackhawk Stadium. It'll be the Tony Abbott Field at Blackhawk Stadium coming up in the future. But we'll tell you a little bit more about that coming up in just a very few minutes. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
It's a September spectacular this week at your Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans. We have everything you need to warm up on those chilly fall nights. We have Progresso Vegetable Classic Soups, 5 for $5. 16-ounce assorted Best Jet Saltine Crackers, a great price of $1.39. And 100% premium family packs of 80% lean fresh ground beef, only $2.49 a pound. Wow, just look at this front page. Perry's Premium Ice Cream, buy one, get one free. 59-ounce Tree Ripe Premium Orange Juice, just 2 for $3. 11 to 12-ounce 8 o'clock whole bean or ground coffee, $3.99. And Chobani Flips or Greek Yogurt, 5 for $5. Look at these great Super Saver coupons. Assorted Pringles Potato Chips, 99 cents. Chicken of the Sea Chunk Light Tuna, 79 cents. And 16-ounce Aberdeen Farm Sliced Bacon, only $1.99. All with a limit 3 and a minimum purchase of $15. And next week, be listening for another great loyalty program coming your way. We will be helping make your holiday shopping just a little easier. Check us out on our website at shopgreatamerican.com. Like us on Facebook or simply stop in at our Sydney and Unadilla Great Americans.
When shopping for a new mattress or home furnishings and decor, look no further than the area's value leader, the Catalog Outlet Stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, where you will find their large selection and everyday low prices are the best around. At the Catalog Outlet, you will find quality, brand-name home furnishings for every room. Save on sofas starting at just $2.99 and recliners from only $1.99 every day. Save on bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, TV consoles, bunk beds, and much more. For a good night's sleep, treat yourself to a new mattress from the Catalog Outlet's in-store sleep centers where mattresses by Spring Air, Eclipse Therapeutic, and American Bedding are featured in every size and comfort level. Nobody sells mattresses for less. The catalog outlet stores are open 7 days a week at Unadilla at the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets, in Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street on State Highway 12 North Norwich, and in Margaretville at 743 Main Street, or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com. Low prices, best selection, and service with a smile. Only at the Catalog Outlet, now celebrating 24 years of offering you the best for last. Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, Anthony, we were talking a little bit ago that this is going to be a dedication. The longtime coach here at Oxford Academy and Central School was a gentleman by the name of Tony Abbott. And Tony Abbott retired a few years ago and now spends a whole lot of time playing golf. But in any event, they are naming this field after him in ceremonies at halftime this evening. So we're going to be looking at that as one of the festivities during our Morabito halftime report coming up. Since we've got just a moment, why don't you try to get at it and go through the starting offensive lineups for each of these teams, and we'll get ourselves ready for football.
Okay. Well, looking at Sydney's lineup here, their starting roster won't be any different than last week. Bill Kozak will still be in the backfield after coming out of the game last week. He's number four running back. Other running backs in the backfield will be Brandon Bissett, number 20, and Tanner Shunk, number 8. Under center is senior quarterback Patrick Vibbard, number 10. And on the offensive line is center Zach Nages, number 51. Right guard Brian Gray, number 54, senior. Left guard Raven Severino, 56, junior. Left tackle, Austin Dean, number 75, junior. Right tackle, Kai Sabata, 195-pound senior. And tight ends for the Warriors are Jordan Constable, number 5, and Dylan Ruttenberg, number 81. And as for the Oxford Blackhawks, under center we have Angelo Gonzalez, number 8, quarterback. In the backfield, there's Nick Neer, number 33, along with Nick Hansen, number 3. On the line, we have Corey Marshman, number 66, Thomas Ryan, number 58, Mike Martin, number 51, Richard Ryan, number 70, and Cordell Huntley, number 62, tight end Joe Jackson, number 31, and other tight end Brian Simpson, number 12, along with wide receivers Trenton Lyons, number 21, and Cameron Hickey, number 70.
And we will be having the start of football coming up for you on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
With cooler weather on the way, now's the time to think about getting your furnace and air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney can install, service, and repair furnaces, hot water heaters, and boilers. Kirk also offers air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and carpentry. From decks, porches, and siding installation to minor home repairs and even complete remodeling of your home or business. Professional quality work at reasonable prices. Call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Anthony at Oxford's Blackhawk Stadium and their beautiful new bleacher facility here on the hillside. We've got a game coming up for you tomorrow also, as once again, Ant and I will be going over the river and through the woods. This time we will be going to Walton, New York, and we will have the contest between the Unitego Spartans and the Walton Warriors. All for you on a Saturday afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 in Harpersville, has a fall clearance sale going on now through September 21st. You don't want to miss. A large variety of hardy mums are in stock for your fall decorating, too. 8-inch pots are only $5.99 each or 3 for $15. Plus, Enchanted Gardens is still booking for your fall plantings and landscape design and construction. Visit enchantedgardens.us or, for a free consultation, call Steve or Sherry at 693-2755. That's 693-2755. Enchanted Gardens, Route 7 in Harpersville. Family owned since 1986.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Hey, fellow New Yorkers, how would you like to go on an 8-day cruise for just $150? Call Catskill Travel in Sydney and ask about the incredible Carnival Cruise Special for New Yorkers. From New York to Florida and the Bahamas, 8-day cruise. Rates as low as $150 per person plus taxes. Select sailings only between September 2013 to February 2014. Don't delay, they won't last. Call Catskill Travel in Sydney, 563-2156. 563-2156. Lots of other cruise deals plus 5 nights in Vegas with air for just $5.49 per person. Now available at Catskill Travel, Main Street, downtown Sydney.
Help wanted. The Sydney McDonald's has positions available for all shifts. The Sydney McDonald's offers flexible hours, competitive wages, discounted food, free uniforms, and more. No experience necessary. Join the number one team at the Sydney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sydney. Apply online if you can or stop in for an application. Open interviews are held every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m. The Sydney McDonald's is an equal opportunity employer.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So now we're having the meeting of the co-captains out in front of us as we've had the playing of the national anthem by the Pep Band for our Oxford Blackhawks. I just happened to notice something, and it's funny because I manage lots of times to come down and sit in the church parking lot over there and watch games, and I just happened to notice that they have the scoreboard dedicated to John Curtis, who's another outstanding coach here and a terrific teacher as well. That's probably been here for years, and I have not been that observant, and that will be what will happen. One other item that we have, when you look at the coaches Norm Kaufman has been coaching here in the Shenango Valley for many, many, many years. He is older than I am. That is older than dirt. So the Sydney Warriors win the coin toss. I'm waiting to see if they make a call as to who's going to receive and who's going to catch. Kick off. As you said, coming up tomorrow afternoon, it will be the contest between Unitigo and the Walton Warriors. We're going to be coming to you from the Hillside River in Walton for yet another
Number 11.
What did you, you had a couple of pages printed that I wanted to have. Do you know where they are? Or, never mind, you talk and I'll find them.
Sorry. Yeah, they're over in my backpack.
Okay. Fill in.
Okay. They are getting all set here, announcing the starting lineups for the Blackhawks. And the Sydney Warriors and Blackhawks are actually both taking the field. Just moments away from kickoff here in Oxford. Me and Harry Greaves here on WCDO. And it looks like Sydney will be receiving and the Blackhawks will be kicking off.
There are times when we reach for papers and we should be satisfied just reaching for papers, not for anything else. A whole bunch of games around the area tonight as we happen to have Owego playing at Norwich tonight. Sauk Valley is over at Oneonta. Bainbridge Guilford down at Deposit Hancock playing in Hancock. And Delhi is playing up at Unadilla Valley just up the road from here. Kickoff is going to be by the Oxford Blackhawks. It will be an end-over-end kick that is finally going to be grabbed down and brought back to the Sydney 38. And we will take over from there.
And Sydney is in the huddle looking up for the first play. This should be a good contest tonight.
There's all kinds of people coming into our press box all of a sudden. And we have had many of them here before.
Vipper lining up in the shotgun. Two receivers to his left and right. Looking for the snap. Takes the snap. Hands it off up the middle. That's a big gain.
Ball is going to be carried across midfield. Finally going to be Mike Chase, number 34, who was carrying at that time. He will get the first down, and finally two Oxford Blackhawk tacklers are required to bring him down.
So Sydney will have it at about the 47-yard line, already in Oxford territory. Vibbert in the gun again, and gives it right back to Chase. Chase running downhill. Looks like he might have enough for a first down.
Yeah, he will. He's down across the 40. It looks like they're going to place it down at about the 37-yard line. We will see from there. Are they going to call it? No, they won't. They're going to say it's going to be second down and just inches, Ant.
And Sydney going into the hurry-up offense. Another quick snap. This time, Vibber looking to throw. Goes right back to Mike Chase, who has a reception, and just enough for a first down.
And he is going to be met in there hard by Richard Ryan, number 70. Ryan grabs him and just hurls him down to the ground.
Sydney still staying in that hurry-up offense, trying to catch Oxford on their toes.
I think I grabbed more papers out of your back than were really necessary. Got to go put them back. Vibbert will have
Vibbert
the ball.
Keeps it himself. He's got daylight. Inside the 5.
So he gets down inside the 10. He's going to be forced out of bounds rather forcefully. As he crosses the 5, he will get to the 4-yard line. And it will be first and goal to go from there.
And Sydney looking to continue their drive in the hurry-up offense. Vibbert in the gun. Motion. Hands it off. That's number 20. Down to the 1-yard line. That's Bissett.
So Brandon Bissett managed to run powerfully from right over to the left, but as he tried to make the corner just about in front of the goal, he slipped and fell. He is down, and as a result, it will be first and or second goal to go from about the 1-yard line.
And this time, Vibbert's going to keep it, and then with a second effort, twists and turns for the touchdown.
So Vibbert manages to plunge his way across. He will get credit and all of the glory. That score coming at 10:20, showing on the clock here in period number one.
And Sydney was able to come out in that hurry-up offense and drive down the field at will in just under 2 minutes.
So 10:20 is the time on our clock.
And Sydney will go for two on their PAT. Vibbert gives it off to Chase. And Chase is just shy, so the score will remain 6-0, Sydney.
So as a result, we have ourselves a score that is 6-0. No two-point conversion on that one. And we will be back with the first offensive series for the Oxford Blackhawks coming up in just a moment. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat?
Vanilla. That's where Meng Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Meng Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Meng online at menginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Meng is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, Home Office, New Berlin, New York.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Connor Hitchcock approaches the football and kicks it up to about midfield. It will be off in Oxford territory at the 49, and the Blackhawks will take over from there.
Angelo Gonzalez lining up under center with many members in his backfield. Takes a quick snap, twisted handoff, and that's about a 2 yard gain.
So Gonzalez that time just whirls around and handed it off to the first man through. It looks to me like that is going to be Nick Near. And Anthony, he's going to place that ball down right at the midfield stripe. So it's going to be a pickup of maybe a yard at the most. We'll call it second and still about 9.
And Gonzalez lines up for the next play.
Heggie slid way off on the near side.
Goes hard count, then throws, and it's complete by number 7, Cameron Heggie.
So Heggie picks up another 5 yards as he's down inside the 45 to about the 44. We'll give him a gain of about 6 on that play, and it will bring up third, and we'll call it 3.
Oxford Blackhawks lining up again. Third and short.
Corey Marshman, the center for the Blackhawks.
And the snap, it's a handoff, and that's enough for a first down. That's number 3, Nick Hanson.
Yeah, Nick Hanson just blew through there. He'll get down to the 40. So the Blackhawks keeping it on the ground here for the last couple of plays, just chipping away at the Sydney Warrior defense. Clock down to 3:03. I guess that's 8:03. Two or three bulbs out on a clock can make it a bit difficult to see. Ball going to be carried in there.
That's a gain of 2 by Nick Near on the play.
Near is one of 3 sophomores in that backfield. In fact, there are a number of sophomores in the lineup today. Quarterback Angelo Gonzalez is a sophomore. So is Nick Near. Trent Lyons, also a sophomore. And down in the other end position is going to be Joe Jackson. We're going to have a momentary pause as somebody had a miscue, and the Oxford Blackhawks are going to take time out. Coach Ray Dayton, wants to make sure that he has everything organized with his team in the backfield. Rights for this ball game have been granted by the public, the New York State Public High School Athletic Association. They rebroadcast and other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of Section 4 and of WCDO. So we have ourselves the first of two on week number three of this 2013 football season. Oh, there's a lifesaver coming in. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to do anything on it here right at the moment because I can't unplug anything, but thanks. We will get to that.
Oxford ready to resume play after their timeout. And it's going to be a pass at the feet of Cameron Heggie.
Yeah, Heggie was really explosively off the line on that one. And he had actually run past where Gonzalez was going to throw that ball, and it went down right behind him. As we made mention before, we have literally an under-construction press box here, and all of a sudden, more people ended up bringing us a power strip with more availability.
And there's a snap for Oxford, handed off to number 33, Nick Neer.
So Neer goes to the left side. He will pick up a couple of yards. He's down to about the 37. Looks to me like they've got fourth and about, we'll call it seven. Certainly a long six out there. Nick Hansen coming to the near sideline. We have Nick Neer.
Gonzalez
taking his, Nick Neer's taking his helmet off and putting something in. So it's interesting. I don't know if he lost a piece of foam cushioning or what, but now he puts the helmet back on. The official had handed him whatever the white piece was that he was missing.
Gonzalez lined up on fourth down. Takes a snap after a hard count. Play fake. Rolls right. Throws. And that's going to be caught. That's Heggie. Makes a man miss down the sideline and is tripped up at about 15.
Yeah, Heggie did a beautiful run that time. So he had it on fourth and about seven. He ends up going fourth for about 20 yards. He is going to be forced out of bounds. Let's see. They're going to put it down at the 17-yard line. So as a result, the Sydney Warriors had come out and scored on their first series of downs. And the Oxford Blackhawks are not going to be denied.
And the Blackhawks line up quickly and give a quick handoff to Neer. And that's a good gain for a pickup of about 6 or 7 yards
on
the play.
Neer is down. If I see where the official has his foot at the moment, it's going to be right on the 10-yard line. Now they do put the ball, touching the chalk mark at the 10 and splitting way out to the left side is going to be Heggie.
Oxford lined up again. Gonzalez takes a snap. Another handoff.
Yeah,
that Neer going to get crunched.
Yeah,
about
it's
the 4-yard line.
Neer again. And interestingly enough, we saw Neer get hit, and immediately that piece of whatever popped out of his helmet again. One of his teammates picks it up and hands it back to it. He whips his helmet off and now reattaches that. I don't know if it was a chin strap or what it is, but he's coming to the near sideline where he is going to be met by one of the coaches, and they will put that back together. So the Oxford Blackhawks, who had suffered a pair of losses earlier this season where Sydney ended up with one win and one loss, the Blackhawks aren't going to play dead.
Blackhawks, interesting enough, are moving very quickly down the field as well. We noticed Sydney come out in a hurry-up offense. Blackhawks, you know, not technically in a hurry-up offense, but moving in very quickly out of the huddle and lining up quickly, trying to get defenses off guard.
Of the players that are on the field, I mentioned two or three sophomores before, and I did not do a good job of looking. Heggie and Nick Hansen are the only two seniors. We mentioned, or we did not mention, Corey Marshman or Cordell Huntley when we were talking about sophomores before. Everybody else is a junior. Here we go.
And we're here to resume play, and Oxford lines up. Hard count from Gonzalez. Twists and turns around for a handoff. That's number 12. Well,
that's Brian Simpson. So Brian Simpson whips around and gets down inside the 5 to about the 4-yard line as Oxford continues to just chip away.
And that'll bring up second and goal for the Blackhawks. Gonzalez has his team lined up, takes a snap, twists and turns, gives it a handoff to number 3. That's Nick Hansen, who again is engulfed by the Sydney defensive line.
So a gain, again, very short yardage. We'll call it a gain of a yard. That'll get it down to about the 3-yard line. Third down and 3. And the clock continues to run.
Gonzalez gets the play from his coach and jogs on into the huddle as his team lines up.
I'm not the only one who's looking at the clock trying to figure out how much time there is left. Key bumps burned out. Man goes into motion.
That's another handoff, and right up the middle, again, stopped by Sydney. That'll bring up fourth down.
Brian Simpson that time was the man they set in motion. This time the Sydney Warrior line will stiffen. I guess it looks like it's 5:44 showing on the clock now. The Sydney Warriors scored as Patrick Vibbard took a 1-yard scamper into the end zone at 10:20 to start this period on their very first series of plays from scrimmage. Now here comes Oxford knocking at the door. Two men split out.
Fourth and goal for Oxford. Takes a snap as Gonzalez. He's going to throw. Heaves one, and it's broken up.
The ball was beautifully knocked down that time as it was number 20, Brandon Bissett, who was going down with the intended receiver, and Bissett, who had a little bit of a height advantage that time, jumped at the right time and batted that ball away.
So Sydney gets the goal line stand after what looked like a good drive from Oxford, comes up short, and now Sydney will be backed up in their own zone, lined up at about, I want to say, the 4-yard line to start what would be a 96-yard drive if they want to score.
So 5:15, showing on the clock, opening quarter, 6-0 ball game. Sydney leading it.
Vibbard in the gun, takes a snap. He's going to pass. He's got a lot of space. Gets the number complete to 81. Yeah, that's Dylan Ruttenberg.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Dylan Ruttenberg that time was right up the center, and he grabbed that football down, and he was tripped up, and he went down rather hard, but not until he had greatly improved the position for the Sydney Warriors. They're out across the 20 now at about the 22-yard line.
And Vibbard in the gun, takes a snap, lines up, throws. That's complete to Chase. Tries to break the tackle, but can't get to the next level for a gain of about 4 yards.
Chase, a senior, 6 feet tall, 185 pounds, gets up to about the 26-yard line before he is tripped up. 4:34, the clock running here, period number 1.
Sydney continuing in that hurry-up offense. That's Vibbert. It's going to be another pass. Goes right to Chase.
In and out of the hands of Michael Chase that time. He is not a happy camper at the moment. He said, man, I had my man beat, too.
One of those situations where you look to turn up field because you're excited before you have complete possession of the football. That'll bring up third down for the Warriors.
Oxford, for many, many years, when this football stadium was first opened, played their games on Saturday nights, and everybody in the whole world was here.
Vibbard looks to throw, and it's complete. That'll be a first down with a big stiff arm by number 81, Dylan Ruttenberg.
Yeah, Ruttenberg that time really did a good job. He nailed that ball at about the 40-yard line, tried to get some forward running room. He already had the first down, but the Oxford defense was right there. Sydney in their white road uniforms, the Oxford Blackhawks in black. Definite difference.
And that's a handoff for Sydney to Mike Chase for a gain of just shy of 5 yards.
Yeah.
That'll bring up 2nd and 5 for the Warriors as they continue their hurry-up.
Chase out to the 46-yard line. 3:51, the clock going. Still a 6-0 Sydney Warrior lead here in the first period for Blackhawk Stadium in Oxford, New York.
Bibber gets the play, takes a snap in the shotgun, looks to throw, and that's complete by number 8. That's Shunk. He's going down the sideline. He's got a lot of space. Could he get there? No.
Shunk that time was being pursued by Cameron Heggie. And Heggie, coming across the field, had just a squidgen more speed. And he put the number that time on Shunk, forcing Shunk out of bounds. We'll call it at about the 16-yard line.
And that was a great play by Heggie because Shunk, that was the only man that could have possibly brought him down, otherwise it would have been a touchdown. But Sydney will have it at the 16, takes a snap. It's going to be a handoff to Chase.
Yeah,
he is bumped.
Chase that time was really hammered by Brian Simpson. And Simpson managed to come out of nowhere and really put the number to it. So it will bring up a 2nd, and we will still call it about 9.
Nibbert looks for the signal from his coach. Gets the play as Oxford makes a substitution on defense.
Yeah, Garen Huntley is in the ball game. He is only a freshman. In fact, he is the one of 2 freshmen on the roster.
Nibbert in the shotgun. And a motion man hands it off to Shunk as he tries to peel around, and he's going to sneak in for the touchdown.
Yeah. Shunk that time found an opening. He went toward the right sideline and then at the very last moment took a step to his left and came back in toward the center of the field. And he had an opening there and he took advantage of it. So we are now 2:44 showing on the clock, period number 1. And it is a 12-0 ball game.
And Sydney huddles up as they line up for their 2-point PAT attempt. 4 wide receivers, 1 man in the backfield. Vibbard takes the ball. He's going to throw. He heaves one, and that will be incomplete. The score will remain 12-0 for the Warriors.
So 2-point after attempts, neither one has been converted by the Sydney Warriors. 12-0 is our score. Friday night football on the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO.
Jessef House Building Supplies in Sydney Center knows all about indoor projects for the home. Projects that include energy-saving steps you can actually do yourself. House Building Supplies carries all the familiar names. They provide the best materials for both a professional and do-it-yourselfer. Walk through the store and showroom area. You'll find many ideas to help improve your home's safety and appearance. Jessef House Building Supplies, with everything to build anything for over 90 years. Downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Neither.
The Warriors going to kick it away, and it will go out of bounds. It goes out of bounds at just about the 25-yard line. All of a sudden, the Sydney assistant comes running out. I was going to say ball boy, but he comes out and picks up the kicking tee. And now we will have the Oxford Blackhawks going at it one more time.
Scores 12-0 here in the first quarter. Blackhawks huddling up, looking to start their drive in good field position on the 45-yard line, excuse me.
Yeah, glad to see that nobody had changed the clock. 2:44, the time of that second touchdown. We've had 2 first quarter touchdowns for the Sydney Warriors. One coming at 10:20 remaining on the clock, and the other one at 2:44, both here in period number 1. Both point after attempts were no good, and now we have ourselves a 12-0 ball game, and we have a little bit of rearrangement on the field. Let you explain that.
I mean, quite frankly, I don't understand why they're putting it on a 35-yard line.
Well, I think it had to do with the kick, and they just repositioned the field. Everybody was back up in midfield before. Now they're going back to the 35.
That's going to be a handoff to number 33, Nick Neer, from Gonzalez, for a gain of about 1.
So Nick Near, not a lot of running room. A whole slew of Sydney Warrior uniforms around him. Austin Dean leading the attack that time, but he had help from a couple of his teammates. And as a result, no gain for the Oxford Blackhawks.
Gonzalez lining up in the shotgun. Got Near behind him, one receiver left, one receiver right. Lines up to throw. He's going for a deep ball. And that one was in and out of the hands of Tanner Shunk, the quarterback for the Sydney Warriors.
I'll tell you, Shunk made a great jump for that one that time, and the junior just couldn't get it. He had was in much better position than the intended Oxford Blackhawk receiver. Shunk was back a step or two behind the intended receiver.
Oxford lining up on third and long. Hey, Gonzalez kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, hands it off to Near, tries to break through the next level.
Oh, that's going to be very close to the first down. As that time, Nick Near took the football, came to the right side, and man, all of a sudden he just came out of a curtain of white uniforms, and he explodes through to about, we'll call it the 44 and a half, and that will bring up now a distance of maybe, what, the length of the football that he needs to get?
Yeah, it's under a yard, Harry, and it looks like
it's also going to be fourth down.
It's also going to be fourth down. So it'll be fourth and short, and Oxford will remain on the field, it looks like. Well, no, it looks like they might be punting it.
Yeah, that was they brought in a kicking team before. Now, this may be a fake, but they brought in a kicking team before. So here we go.
Ah.
And that's exactly what it was. As the ball was snapped up, instead of going back to Nick Near, who was back ready to receive the snap, it was kept, and they tried to just simply force their way forward for that last yard or a little less than a yard, and the Sydney Warrior line holds, and it will be the Warriors taking over on downs.
Harry with a bold prediction there on the fourth down fake, but Sydney will take over after stopping them short of the first down.
1:27 remaining here in period number one.
And on comes Vibbert, looking to lead his team, who has a 12-0 lead with 1:27 left in the first quarter.
So Patrick Vibbert, who has had his days of glory in the past.
And there goes Mike Chase on a handoff up the middle.
It's going to be enough for the first down, and he will get down across the 35 to about the 32. The chains are being moved down the far side, and it is going to be put down, we'll call it, at the 32.
First and 10 for the Warriors. And Vibbert takes a snap. This time he's going to keep it. What a play pick from Vibbert. He's got a lot of space. He could go. He's running all the way. Makes a man miss. And touchdown, Sydney.
Yeah, that was one of those where the last man who had an opportunity to get him was Cameron Hagee. And Cameron Hagee took a dive at about the 5 to 10-yard line. But Vibbert, able to stay on his feet, continue to work his way into the end zone, and we have ourselves an 18-0 score.
And the Warriors will jog onto the field to huddle up, and odds are they're going to go for two.
For those of you who were with us on opening night, it was Sydney defeating Shenango Valley 42-40, and then last week, in a dandy of a ball game, it was Unitego over the Warriors 32-30.
Vivier on a quarterback keep after the play fake is going to be swallowed up by three defensive players on Oxford. Stopped short of the goal line. So no two-point conversion for Sydney.
So Vivier gets the touchdown. Our score stays here at 18-0. You're listening to Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDL.
I went to Sydney Tire and paid just $10 for an oil change.
How, you ask? With Sydney Tire's Royalty Rewards Program. You see, every time I have work done on my car, I earn credits toward future service. There's no fee associated with the program, and when you refer a friend, you'll earn 25 points. Plus, Sydney Tire offers a free shuttle service so you can have your car repaired while you work. Since 1974, it's Sydney Tire, Route 7 between Sydney and Unadilla. Call 563-2828 or see them on Facebook.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
We're back here at Blackhawk game on a kick return for the Blackhawks. It's just short of the 40-yard line on the 39 about there, Harry.
Yeah, they'll spot it down there. So Vibbert had a really short run early in the ball game for a touchdown. It was a slightly longer run just now. And sandwiched in between, we happen to have a run by Tanner Shunk. 18-0 is our score. The Oxford Blackhawks, it's going to be Cameron Heggie split out to the near side.
Gonzalez lines his team up with a hard count, takes a snap, and hands it off to Neer, who runs hard for a gain of about 3.
Yeah, Neer will get down across the 40. We'll call 41, possibly 42. Gain of a couple on that play. And you still see the cars coming down the street and into the parking lot. Here we are near the end of the first quarter. But remember, everybody wants to be here to hear the induction ceremony, or I guess the dedication ceremony is better, for this field. We'll tell you more about it in a moment.
Step by Gonzalez. He's going to throw it down the right sideline, and it is almost intercepted.
Yeah, jumping high up into the air that time. It was going to be number 20, Brandon Bissette. And Bissette, turning, was sort of twisting and turning the wrong way, and it went off his shoulder pads and fell harmlessly to the turf.
And thankful for Oxford, they remain in possession on third and about 8.
We say, and have said so many times, that there are a lot of people that love to play on this field. The sod, I can't call it turf in these days of artificial turf.
Gonzalez lines up, makes a signal to his receiver, throws it to number 7, caught by Heggie, and he's going to fall down with that possession and be touched immediately.
Yeah, but Heggie gets up to about the 44, and we're going to have 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and they're not even going to get another play in. So we have come to the end of period number 1. 18-0 is our score. You're listening to the Sydney Warriors as they are 3 touchdowns better right now than the Oxford Blackhawks. On Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
As your need for life insurance changes every day, so does your need for protection. And nobody can help you provide that protection like your local State Farm agent. You handle the tough questions in your life. Let State Farm handle the tough ones about life insurance. For more information on life insurance in Sydney, visit State Farm agent Rose Smith today. Call 563-3533.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And Oxford lined up the punt here. Just to start the second quarter, there's the snap and there's the kick. That is a long one, and that's going to bounce at about the 10-yard line. It is scooped by Sydney, and there's a flag on the play. Sydney brought it back to about the 21-yard line.
It's interesting because that football actually took an Oxford Blackhawk bounce and continued on down the field. So the ball was returned only about 5 yards, and then a flag was thrown. We'll see. Here comes the white hat now. He'll make the call.
going to call a block in the back on Sydney.
Okay. It's going to be against the Sydney Warriors. So now any run back is absolutely negated, and the ball will be moved back down to about the 10-yard line. 18-0 is our score. The Sydney Warriors against a very young Oxford Blackhawk team. 18-0 is the score. Is we're in the opening moments of period number two.
And Vibbert lines up in the gun and takes the snap, looks to throw, sees it quickly, and that's his catch. He's going down the sideline. That's Jordan Constable. He's got one man to beat. He could go. Oh, no way. That could be a touchdown, and it is. Sydney.
The last man with an opportunity was Nick Neer. And after Nick Neer had gone about 90 yards down that field, about 80 yards down the field, you could tell he was really tuckered. And as a result, Constable manages to get himself a touchdown.
And just like that, after one play, the Warriors have gone all the way to the other side of the end zone, and they will line up for a two-point attempt.
So far, none of the point-after attempts have been successful. 24-0 is our score. Basically, 4-0 as far as touchdowns are concerned.
And Divert waits for the snap, hands it off to Chase.
Yep.
And he is going to be no good again.
Yep. He gets about to the 5-yard line, and then all of a sudden the black wall of Oxford stiffened, and they gave him a reverse ride, and he comes back up the field. But it's a 24-0 score, 11:31 showing in the second quarter. You're listening to Sports on WCBO.
For 85 years, the people of Morabito have delivered energy, fuel, and food, service when you need it. We're your neighbors, your community partners. Throughout the region, you'll find Morabito people who care about the same things you do. Some you'll find in trucks, some in our stores, some you'll talk to on the phone. You'll find them all friendly, caring, and ready to help. And that's why we're celebrating 85 years. Morabito, our people make energy different.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
It is Connor Hitchcock who will approach that football and put his foot to it. The ball is airbound across midfield down to about the 40-yard line, and it will be the Oxford Blackhawks up and ready to go at the... where are they going to put the ball down? They're going to walk out from about the 35. The officials off on the near sidelines having a bit of a discussion before they go on out. Now it will be placed down. Well, now they're going to bring it back again because instead of having a Sydney football, they've got an Oxford football. They have to take the football to the far sideline. Well, it is going to be the evening when Tony Abbott has this field dedicated to it. We'll tell you more about that as we go on. Ball going to be snapped back to Gonzalez.
And Gonzalez hands it off to Neer as he is swarmed by the Sydney defensive line before he can get back to the line of scrimmage.
That is about as accurate a description as you can have, folks, is literally... all of the Sydney Warriors' white uniforms were all over Oxford that time. 11 minutes even showing on the clock. Period number two. It is going to be Heggie split way out to one side. Lions to the near side.
Second and long. Here comes the snap. There's the throw. And that ball seems to have hit the grass intended for Heggie.
Yeah, Heggie that time turned and tried to dive back and get it, but he couldn't get it.
And that'll bring up third and long for the Blackhawks as they take their time in the huddle.
I can't get over having broadcast so many games here from the old press box how mammoth the new one is. You're going to have all kinds of things up here. They got a press box up at the upper level. Concessions stand down below. Back on the field, Trent Lyons is split out to the near side.
Gonzalez looks to throw. He's going to go with a deep ball, and it looked like Lyons couldn't locate the football.
That was exactly what I was going to say. That ball was thrown by Gonzalez, and it was well up over Lyons' head. And Lyons looked like he had no idea where the ball was. All of a sudden, when he did see it coming down out of the darkness, he had no shot. And he just puts his hands up in a bit of self-disgust and says, guys, I couldn't see it.
So Oxford will send out the punt team. And that ball is going to be kicked by Neer. As the ball is bounced and picked up by Rutenberg. And Rutenberg has it set on the 41, and Sydney will start their next possession.
Yeah. Immediately coming over was Nick Hansen. And Hansen managed to get in touch with Rutenberg. I don't know what part of his jersey he managed to grab, but it pretty much stopped the big fella at about the 41-yard line. So the Warriors, leading in this ballgame 24-0, have the opportunity to go at it again.
And Sydney continuing that effective hurry-up offense as Vibbard lines up in the gun. Chase to his left, kicks a man in motion. That's Bissett, and he's now got the football. He cuts it back. He's got daylight.
Ooh.
And he was brought down.
Yeah, he's going to be brought down hard that time. Cameron Heggie was the guy. As Bissett saw a lot of daylight in front of him, thought he was going to be able to france to the end zone, but all of a sudden, Heggie came out of nowhere, dove, and hung on tight. Ball will be put down at the 40-yard line.
And Vibber will take the ball in the gun, scrambles, and he's going to be sacked.
Oh, he's sacked big time. That time, we see it's number 30 in there. That is going to be John Heggie, another Heggie. And I don't know who the other one. He did have an accomplice on that one, but since I didn't recognize Heggie's number, I didn't see who the second one was. 8:57 showing on the clock.
And Vibber looks to his coach at the sidelines for the signal. As a matter of fact, the entire Sydney team looks for the signal.
Yeah, Trent Lyons now coming out to defend against Rutenberg off on the near side.
And it's going to be a handoff to Chase over the middle. And Chase twists and turns and is brought down at about the 46-yard line.
Yeah, Richard Ryan, the big junior, managed to get a hold of him and won't let go. Ball is going to be placed down at the 46-yard line.
I noticed, Harry, quite a large amount of Sydney players are wearing those wristbands that they seem to be looking at before the play. They seem to get the signal and look at the wristbands, and then they seem to know the play.
Ah. You noticed, and I hadn't. And I make it a point to try to observe such things.
Vibber will take the snap in the gun, looking back to pass, but there's a flag, and the play is blown dead.
Yeah, it's going to be blown dead. Vibbert holding on that football back in Sydney territory at about the 48. And he just simply flips the ball back out to the official. It's going to be against the Sydney Warriors. So they'll move that back across midfield to the 49. Sydney back in their own territory. Now, wait to see. That is going to be a third, and we will call it 21. About what it looks like.
Third long, we'll call it, Harry.
Yeah, that's the polite way of saying.
Yeah. That was a false start on Sydney.
Francisco Quintana, a sophomore for the Oxford Blackhawks, now in the ballgame.
And Sydney's just going to air it out. That's a throw, and it is almost good. But here comes the flag. That was intended for Constable.
Yeah, Jordan Constable was the one. He was going pace for pace with the aforementioned Francisco Quintana, and a flag will be thrown. So I dare say it was probably Quintana who turned the wrong way. Now they say no, it's going to be against the Sydney Warriors. So Constable must have been the man who pushed off.
After the applaud from the home crowd, it was evident that that flag was on Sydney.
Well, we said it was going to be 3rd and 21. Now the ball is moved back across the 40-yard line, across the 35-yard line, and it's going to be 10, 20, 30, almost 35 yards.
Oh, boy.
20, 30, 35, yep.
And here comes the snap. Vibbert is just going to hand it off. That's Bissett.
Yeah.
And he is brought down at the 41-yard line.
Now,
and he will send out the punt team.
If that was a normal 10-yard that you needed, it would have been a pretty good run. Because he gained about 6 on that play as he'll get across the 40 to the 41. However, when you have a country mile to go, you've got to get a country mile on every play.
Sydney seeming very content with the idea of punting on this drive.
Yep.
And there's a Constable lined up, ready to kick. Low snap, scooped it.
Yeah, Constable had to pick that one up on the first bounce.
And hit somebody.
And the ball is going to be finally grabbed down by number 21, Trent Lyon.
And that is fortunate for Oxford, because I could have swore that that hit an Oxford Blackhawk before it was officially picked up by anybody.
I think it hit both teams. I think one of the Sydney Warriors was the first to get his hands on the ball, and he didn't grab it. Then it went over and went off of one of the Oxford Blackhawks. Then it was sort of anybody's football.
And if it hit a Sydney Warrior, the refs might have missed it, because that would have been the end of the play there.
Yeah. Remember that one last week where we saw all of a sudden somebody going the distance,
yeah,
and everybody had this little mental lapse, and boom, everybody except the man with the football.
And here's Gonzalez handing it off to Neer again, and he is lost in a pile of bodies.
Yeah, Nick Neer not going to get much that time. He may have 2. He gets across to, we'll call it, the 34. So it'll bring up a 2nd and 8, 7:17, showing on the clock, second period of play, 24-0. The Sydney Warriors shutting out the Oxford Blackhawks here in the Friday night game on week number 3.
Oxford trying to get something going here as Heggie is lined up wide, and that's going to be a run play to number 33, Nick Neer, this time to the left side of the field. This time a gain of about a yard or 2.
Yeah, Heggie was the decoy that time, split way out to the right. The play came just off left of center. And not a big gain, maybe another yard or so. That's the 35, to about the 35 and a half.
That'll bring up 3rd down for Oxford. 3 receivers to Gonzalez's right, a tight end to his left, and a man in the backfield. He takes the snap, and it's low. He's just got to pick it up and run with it. Tries to stiff arm his way out of there, and he is brought down.
Oh.
And flags come flying in.
Yeah, he was brought down rather hard in there by number 12 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Tom Hoskins, a 6'1", 165-pound junior, and there are flags all over the place.
Yeah, Gonzalez had his arm extended, but looked to appear to be a flag on Sydney. That'll be a 15-yard penalty instead of face mask.
Face mask against the Sydney Warriors. That will move the ball for the Oxford Blackhawks up out of Oxford Blackhawk territory as it goes about 1 yard over midfield to about the 49 in Sydney Warrior territory.
Officially crossing midfield for Oxford, Gonzalez lines up to take the snap. He's got the football. He play fakes and runs for his life as he throws it up. That was a touchdown for sure. Joe Jackson can hang on to that one.
Yeah, Joe Jackson that time, you could just see him saying, come on, get it to me, get it to me. Come on, football, get here. And he turned and he didn't have a complete grip on that football. And gentlemen, Joe, a sophomore, would love to have that one back to do again.
It was a pretty impressive effort by Gonzalez to evade the pass rush and get the ball into the air.
Yeah, Gonzalez is a sophomore, the intended receiver that time. Joe Jackson, also a sophomore.
Definitely a lot of youth here on the Blackhawks team. As Gonzalez looks to line up the next play, 2nd and 10, takes a snap. This time it's a handoff, and that looks to be near with a good second effort on that play.
Oh, yeah, they put Brian Simpson in motion, and then Neer managed to charge up and pick up about 4 as he will get down to the 45-yard line.
Oxford having a nice drive for themselves. Probably the best one they've had so far in tonight's game. Looking to continue it.
So
it looks like they're going to take a timeout.
We're going to have ourselves football for you on a Saturday afternoon. It will be Unitica, the Spartans, going over to Walton. So a game played on the soil of Delaware County coming up for you tomorrow afternoon on your station for sports, WCDO.
One more time, all Oxford football alumni want to be part of the halftime show. Please be under the scoreboard.
Wakeman Construction of Sydney has been a proud supporter of high school sports for many years. Everyone at Wakeman Construction hopes our local teams have great seasons. They hope you enjoy your experience and continue to participate in team sports through your high school years. Wakeman Construction of Sydney specializes in commercial construction. They're an authorized Butler Building dealer. Best of luck to area sports teams from your friends and fans at Wakeman Construction of Sydney. Call 369-5601.
We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
That was a toss play to Nick Hansen to give Oxford the first down on at about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, Hansen gets down to the 36, and he had to work all the way for that.
That's another first down for Oxford as Gonzalez gets his men in the right place.
At the 5-minute mark, period number 2.
Takes the snap and is handed off. The ball is loose. Ball's on the ground. It's recovered by Sydney.
Yeah, that time the ball was grabbed down. Let's see who comes up with it. That looks to be like it's number 12 for the Sydney Warriors. That is going to be Tom Hoskins. A couple of times Hoskins has got his name mentioned here today. Other games being played tonight. Ithaca's at Corning. Union Endicott at Bethel. Main Endwell's down in Windsor. Already told you that a week ago is at Norwich tonight. Oneana entertaining Susquehanna Valley. The BG Bobcats down in Hancock. Dalhousie over Unadilla Valley. Those are the games that are around our immediate area. There are more out in the western part of Section 4.
So, senior quarterback Patrick Vibbard lines up onto the field after a fumble recovery for Sydney. And he keeps it himself after a play fake and lunges to gain as much yards as possible for about a 5-yard gain.
Yeah, he stuck it into the gut of Mike Chase, and then he pulled the ball right back, took it himself, gets across the 40, gets up close to the 40, we'll call it about the 38-yard line. Now Chase is going off the field, and he will be sitting out this play, getting probably the next play that's going to come in.
And now Bissett is in the backfield now that Chase is off the field, so Vibbard will wait for the snap.
24-0, Sydney over Oxford.
And a delayed handoff, seems to be some confusion, so Vibbard just runs with it, and he's got all kinds of daylight. That goes across the 50-yard line to about the 48.
Yeah, Vibbard manages to get across midfield, and finally he was brought down as Nick Neer came over, and Neer hung on, bulldogged him down. Sophomore against senior, and Neer says, I don't care how old I am, you're coming down. 407. clock continuing to run as we go toward halftime. Here from Blackhawk Stadium in Oxford, New York, Harry and Anthony on a Friday night. Going to have a momentary pause as Coach Matthews wants to say something to the Sydney Warriors. Looking at games that are coming up tomorrow, don't take any of them too lightly. Dryden will be playing at Chenango Forks. Whitney Point will be down at Chenango Valley. Both of those schools have been in the news today because a plan is being considered that would combine Chenango Forks and Chenango Valley, and that was very much on the news last night and today. Green will be playing in Newark Valley tomorrow. Unitego at Walton, the game that we'll have for you on WCDO. We're also going to be keeping very close attention to what's happening down in Harpersville as Seton Catholic Central takes on the Harpersville Hornets.
And the Sydney Warriors seem to have things straight after a meeting with their coach. Line up for the play, kicks a man in motion. Bibber takes a snap, hands it off over the middle. That's Bissett. He's pushing and is going to be just shy of the first down. He is brought down for about an 8-yard gain.
Yeah, Bissett just worked his way ever so hard. Gets down to the 40, and he will be stopped there. As part of our Morado halftime report today, it's going to be the formal dedication ceremonies for this football field.
And Hibbert in the gun looks to throw. That's going to be complete. That's Constable. And he lowers his shoulder and pushes his man back about 3 yards for a big first down from Sydney.
Yeah, Constable getting down across the 30, very close to the 25-yard line. They will mark the ball down at about the 27. But Constable, good power run that time. The linesman moved the chains down, and we're ready to go. 3:12 showing on the clock, period number two.
And that's a snap from Bibber. Hands off to Bissett over the middle for a draw play, and that's a gain of about four, I'd say.
Yeah, Brandon Bissett that time just simply said, I'm going to do it my way, and he put his shoulder down, and he just rumbled with it.
And Sydney will continue that hurry up as they all look at their wristbands to... Must have been an interesting week of practice for the Warriors, because this is new. We haven't seen this before.
It's amazing how we will pick up on little things like that and then follow them along.
And Vibbard talks to Bissett, tells him, hey, you got to be on the left. And kicks a man in motion, takes a snap, hands it off to Bissett, and he is hit hard.
Yeah, that was Dylan Gifford who they put in motion, and he came all the way across the field. Didn't figure in the final play.
And that will bring up third down for Sydney. Third and about four as the Pep Band starts playing, hoping to get their home crowd defense to get a stop. And Bibber takes a snap in the gun. He's going to keep it himself. Great play fake. And he's able to pick up the first down.
Yeah, but he was just bulldogged down over there by Daniel Lawton. Lawton, a junior for the Oxford Blackhawks, read that play perfectly. And he took Vibbard right up around the shoulder pads. And it was kind of a bulldog play all the way. 1:40 on the clock now, period number two. Still 24-0, Sydney in the lead.
Vibbard with a quick pass to Shunk, and Shunk is going to be dragged out of bounds after a gain of about six or seven.
Yeah, Tanner Shunk was met over there by Nick Neer on the far sidelines. They bring the ball in, and it will be at the five-yard line. And it will be, second, and we'll call it about two. So you can get the first down without getting the touchdown.
Yeah, but Sydney knocking on the door, and that will be a snap to Hibbert as he hands it off for a touchdown to Bissett.
He went
untouched on the right side of the field.
Yeah, they put Chase in motion that time, and Chase took people with him, but Bissett was the man who they were going to go to. All of a sudden, we had one horrible big boom that came in through the press box. They're trying to get things ready with a wireless microphone for the ceremonies that are going on. In any event, we'll get the set written down here. That one coming at 1:28. A period number two, Bissett on the run, making it 30-zip.
And Zippert lining up at the gun for a two-point conversion, hands it off to Shunk as he's tripped up and fumbled the football.
And once again, this has been a game now with five touchdowns and no point after attempt completion. So we have ourselves a 30-0 ball game here in Oxford, New York. Harry Graves and Anthony Beers here for you on a Friday evening. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area local athletes.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Harry and Anthony on a Friday night from Blackhawk Stadium in Oxford, New York. Big crowd here getting ready for the halftime ceremonies. They have a lot of Oxford alumni who are a player alumni who are here. A lot of people all the way around this football field. They want to be part of honoring Coach Tony Abbott.
And after the kick return for Oxford, they will have the ball at the 35-yard line. Gonzalez lines up to take the snap, and he pumps once and throws, and it seems to be a miscommunication between him and the receiver.
Yeah, I don't know on that one. It looked to me like Joe Jackson may very well have been the intended receiver, but Jackson was pretty much going straight up the field, and that throw would have been off to the left and outside, and Jackson, once again, not in the right place at the right time.
So Oxford will huddle up as they approach the line.
There is a huge delegation of former Oxford athletes down onto the scoreboard. Get their moment in the sun in just a moment.
And that is a pass from Gonzalez complete to number 11. There he goes. Down the sideline, and he just pushed out of bounds.
Yeah, that was the other Gonzalez. That was from Angelo Gonzalez going to Mike Gonzalez. Mike Gonzalez is number 11. Good upfield gain as everybody gets across midfield, across the 40, across the, down to about the 30, we'll say across the 30. 1:09, period number two.
And a big play for Oxford as they're trying to get something going to before the end of the half with a minute and 9 seconds left. And Gonzalez in the gun, takes a snap, throws, and none of the receivers are able to turn around. That ball hit the grass. Incomplete.
Yeah. Trenton Lyons was over there. And who else was that? Was that Simpson? Was the other man?
That was the other Gonzalez.
Oh, that was number 11 and number 21. Okay, yeah. So we had Gonzalez, Mike Gonzalez. Number 11, number 21 is going to be Trent Lyons. One of the Sydney Warrior defenders was between the two of them. He dove for the football, but wasn't able to get a hold of it. And it goes as an incomplete forward pass.
Oxford lines up. Angelo Gonzalez waiting for the snap. Delivers a hard count and hands it off to...
Woo!
Oh, he's going to keep it himself on a play fake over the middle.
Yeah, Gonzalez found a hole. He may be very close to first down territory. They're putting the football down. It will probably be inches shy. Now, let's see. So it's going to be third down, and we will call it about the length of the football. 40 seconds remaining till halftime.
Oxford goes no huddle as the clock continues to run. Hands it off to number 33, Nick Near.
Yeah.
And he may have enough for the first down. I can't tell.
Yeah, probably will be. Yeah, it looks like they're right on the chalk mark. 25.1 seconds showing on the clock.
Like,
and Coach Ray Dalton is going to be talking to his Oxford Blackhawks players. One of the things that I'm very impressed with watching, I believe it was Nick Near, who kept putting his the padding back into his helmet. You know, we're very much in a time right now where we're worried about concussions. And this last week, Damon James, a 16-year-old running back from Westfield Brockton Central High School out in the Buffalo area, died in a Buffalo hospital out there after a helmet-to-helmet tackle against the opponent from Portville High School in the third quarter of their football game last Friday. So everybody is sensitive to concussions and possible injuries. Our thoughts go out to the team, his teammates, and his family.
And Oxford has a quick turnaround and is not going to work against the Sydney defensive line as they are engulfed in the backfield. Oxford frantically trying to get on the line.
Yeah, they're going to be carried backwards that time. Nate Barron was in there, among others, for the Sydney Warriors. A three-man crew. And poor Gonzalez that time. Now we're down to 12.9 seconds.
And Oxford has given the ball back to Sydney. That was fourth down.
Yeah.
Oxford is on the field now for the Warriors.
Well, we will see. It is a 30-0 score right now. We will see if Oxford can manage to hold or if the Sydney Warriors would like to strike like lightning right now.
And that was a handoff over the middle. Interesting enough, that was number 12 at quarterback, not Nibbard.
Yeah, the handoff that time, I almost want to say went to number 33.
That went to Zach Green.
Yeah.
The 165-pound sophomore for the Warriors.
Right.
And yes, you did. And that will take it to the half, though, as the Warriors have a comfortable lead at 30-0.
Yeah. So we have ourselves a 30-0 ball game, and it is going to be the Morabito Halftime Report coming up very shortly, being brought to you by the area's full-service energy provider. Remember, Morabito's Rewards Plus is a one-of-a-kind customer loyalty program designed to save you money and to give you more for your energy dollar. Call the folks at Morabito Energy Products, 607-563-HEAT. We'll be right back. Harry and Anthony, it's Friday Night Football on your station for sports, WCDO.